Hey, Robert Cruz here. With the summary of the attached blog, the modernization of the SEC 1784 storage rule, clearly a lot to unpack, over 147 pages, quite a few changes in terms of inclusion of additional firms, the modification to the third-party downloader requirement. But I want to focus on three key takeaways. Number one is that firms now have a choice. Firms can continue to use the worm storage technologies that they've been using, or they can explore audit trail technologies and approaches as an alternative. And the things we talk about go into how do you look at the different use cases your firm has obligations to meet? What are the communication tools you're currently using? What's your supervisory responsibilities and policies look like? So clearly an important topic, given that the SEC has stated very clearly that firms can no longer simply check the box in meeting their record keeping obligations. The second consideration is that firms need to have the ability to serve themselves. You know, clearly many more firms are using public cloud infrastructure today. And one of the things the release calls out is that service providers need to have the ability to allow their clients to serve themselves. So if the regulator asks, you need to be able to do that without intervention from the cloud service provider. So clearly it's going to separate some of the cloud service providers that can meet this requirement from those that can't. And third is have a backup plan. So one of the things the release calls out is the need to have a backup system that can provide the same set of capabilities as you have in your primary system. So really places a premium on how firms are providing backup and recovery, how they're providing high levels of availability so they can always meet those regulatory obligations. So we're going to stay on this topic. We'd love to hear your feedback and hope to hear you and see you at Smarsh Advance coming up here in a couple of weeks. So have a great day, and we will talk to you soon.